you tasted fresh-made tofu? The creamy, rich tofu pudding kind of fresh tofu? Or better yet, have you ever taken a shot at making it yourself? I predict this will be a new weekend warrior project. Asian cookbook author Andrea Nguyen has a real hand-holder guide to homemade tofu and a lot more in her new book, Asian Tofu. Andrea, good to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
Really fresh tofu is another world, right?
It absolutely is. You know, when I started making it a couple of years ago, I was just completely blown away. It's like the difference between mozzarella that is, you know, vacuum-packed in plastic and the fresh stuff. Or, you know, ricotta in a tub versus ricotta that you make yourself.
How do you do this?
It's, you know, you get good soybeans, non-GMO organic soybeans, and then good water that you want to drink, you know, not just like any old water, and then coagulant. And the coagulant can be a different kind of salt or acid. You can use Japanese nigari, which is really like cooked down seawater, mm-hmm. or gypsum, which people use to make beer with, or even lemon juice or vinegar.
Okay, so you get the soybeans, you soak them in water. About how long?
You know, it really depends on the air temperature, I leave them overnight, and they can go from, I don't know, anywhere from 12 to 16 hours, depending on what the temperature is.
Okay, so do the beans actually get soft?
No, they're weird because soybeans start out being round shape and then they expand to look like, you know, a kidney bean almost. But they're very small and
right.
And this beautiful buttercup yellow color.
And then do you cook them at this point?
No, you grind them up in a blender or a food processor until you get almost like a milkshake kind of texture. And then you cook it up and, you know, use a nonstick pot because that soybean mixture, the slurry, is really tough to clean up. So I always say, you know, like if you got a nonstick pot around, use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then at this point, the coagulant goes into it.
Well, no, actually, you strain it through a cloth because
right.
you want to squeeze out the actual soy milk itself. You know, the stuff that people think of like that's coming in a box kind of stuff. But the
right.
stuff you make at home is going to taste a gazillion times better.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you strain it, you squeeze out the milk, and then you cook the soy milk a second time. Soy milk has to get cooked because that makes the soy milk easier to digest.
And when does the coagulant go in?
The coagulant goes in after the second cooking. And the coagulant gets added in very slowly. And so, you know, what you're doing is adding this coagulant and separating the soy milk into curds and whey. And the curds are basically the protein and fats that are in the soy milk itself.
So it's basically like making cheese.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have, you know, this separation that occurs in the pot, and
right.
then you you just use a spoon to kind of spoon out those soft curds, and they can be just these beautifully pillowy soft curds that you can put into a mold, or you can just put it in a colander and line whatever mold you have with a little piece of muslin,
mm-hmm.
So that it's easier to remove, and then the whey naturally drains through. You can even just spoon that stuff, the curds up, and put it into a small bowl for what the Japanese call oboro tofu. And that naturally settles. And then at the end of that, while it's still warm, my God, a little, you know, soy sauce, or even if you want a little bit of, you know, Maldon salt and olive oil even, if you want to push it that direction, is absolutely fabulous. Because the tofu develops what the Japanese call umami. And it's just sensational tasting.
So how long will it keep at this point?
At this point, it will keep for about a week. But when you make fresh tofu, you want to eat it, you know, like within you can eat it the day of. It's absolutely fabulous. The next day, it's fabulous. Change the water every other day if you are going to keep it around.
So, and then to actually cook with it, you can, what, marinate it, you can saute it.
You can do a lot of things with tofu. People, you know, think that tofu has to be treated gently. And if you're going to make fresh tofu, yes, treat it gently. Eat it just, you know, I call it eat it naked, just with a few garnishes, a little ginger, a little, you know, soy sauce, and, you know, keep it simple. But with tofu that you want to actually cook, you can just simply cube it up and simmer it in sauce, such as, you know, there's a dish called mapo tofu, which is like on practically every single Chinese restaurant menu. It's a spicy Sichuan dish. And that's just cubed tofu that is simmered in a very spicy, earthy sauce with Sichuan peppercorns to finish it. Or you can, with different kinds of tofu, such as pressed tofu, which is a lot firmer and a lot meatier, you can just slice those things up into thin pieces or sticks and stir fry them so that, you know, you don't have to even drain any water. Some kinds of tofu, cut it into slabs, marinate it, and grill it. Make a little tofu sandwich. Put some bacon on that thing, because tofu is not a vegetarian food.
Andrea, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Lynn.
Andrea Nguyen's latest book is Asian Tofu. Now, the ideal initiation, I think, is her recipe for silken tofu and creamy edamame soup. It's on the website, splendidtable.org.